Hey everybody, this is Aaron the Retro Guy, and welcome to the Morning Roast Podcast. This is the home for all the craziness, the highlights, the interviews, and all the fun that we have on the Morning Roast Radio Show. Sit back and enjoy.
Welcome to the Morning Roast Radio Show with your host, Aaron the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Roast Radio Show right here on Station Head. So glad to be with you this morning. 8:15 a.m. Central, 9:15 a.m. over there on the East Coast. But whatever time it is, wherever you are, good morning. Oh, yeah. It is a hump day edition of the Morning Roast Radio Show. Going to be playing you some pop remixes, some EDM hits, that stuff that lets you know you are on that downhill slope towards your weekend.
Yeah, baby.
Broadcasting live right now on Station Head, behind the scenes over on Twitch at Vibe Radio TV. It's going to be a fun morning. I have got a packed show for you today. Packed show for you today. Already some fantastic bangers in the request line. We're going to get you right into the music. What's happening on the show? Your full show rundown coming up in just a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Yeah, baby. It's a hump day. Excited to help you get on that downhill slope towards your weekend right here on Station Head. Going to be a fun day, I can guarantee you. A triple dose of the Morning Roast News Break. Some of the craziest headlines we've had in a while. Freed bull races through Israeli streets. We can recognize relatives' smells, and police boat comes to rescue of stranded groom. Those are some of the headlines on the Morning Roast News Break today. I'm telling you. Also, four things you didn't know yesterday. News that's too stupid to make up. And what is the worst, most annoying catchphrase of all time? All that and more is coming at you right here on the Morning Roast.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all listening.
Over here on the Twitch stream this morning, interesting conversation happening. I don't know how many people would be interested if we did a Morning Roast Fantasy Football League. I mean, it's that time of year. We could do the draft live on Twitch. I feel like it could be fun. I am willing to set that up live on air today. Nick Battelli says he's in. Sarah Problem is in. We've got some of the guys and gals over here on Twitch that are in. I'll put some research into it while we're on air today. It'd just be fun. That would be fun. The official Meg says he'd be in. It's a great idea. It's a great idea. Here's what I will need, though. Nick Battelli, we're going to need to coordinate. You're going to need to be on the draft with me. Like, we'll have to do a draft stream. I dare someone to pick. Nobody pick up Baker, please. Josh Allen be the first one off the board, or Kyler Murray, if you're looking for fantasy points. What's coming at you this morning? Lots of things. Right now, I'm about to give you some very interesting news you didn't know that you needed to know. Some news that's too stupid to make up. More about the fantasy football here in just a second. In Germany, a man walked into a bank and demanded cash. The teller refused, perhaps because one of the weapons he used to threaten him with, a water pistol and a potato peeler. After a brief standoff, the would-be robber left empty-handed. He was arrested 5 minutes later as he wandered down a nearby street while wearing his ski mask. This guy didn't do one thing correct. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to, like, claim that I am an expert on how to rob a bank, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn last night. And I have watched a lot of movies. And I, again, not saying I'm an expert, but I would say the water pistol, potato peeler were not a good decision. And wearing your ski mask while you're walking down the street away from a attempted bank robbery, maybe not the best idea this guy's ever had.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
We have officially created the Morning Roast Fantasy League, Morning Roast Fantasy League 2022 ESPN Fantasy Football. This is going to be an absolute blast. Fantasy football with the Morning Roast family. It doesn't get any better than this.
This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
We'll continue to give you some information about that this morning as we get into the show. Get you the link. Oh, it's going to be so much fun. This is the only fantasy league I'll probably be in this year. What other fantasy league would I need to be in? What other fantasy league would I need to be in? Because this one is the best. Morning Roast news break. First one of the day. Very interesting story this morning. In fact, I've got three of them, but I mean, and they're all three just awesome. This one especially is. Officers with the Boston Police Department Harbor Patrol Unit are used to help boaters in distress, but last weekend, Officer Joe Matthews came to the rescue of a groom in danger of missing his own wedding. Patrick Mahoney was scheduled to get married on Thompson Island in the middle of the Boston Harbor on Saturday, but the boat that was supposed to ferry him to the island where his bride-to-be would be was already waiting, broke down. It gets worse. The groomsmen, photographer, DJ, and floral arrangers were all stuck on the mainland. Enter Officer Joe Matthews, who transported more than a dozen people to the island in his police boat so Mahoney's marriage to Hannah Crawford could go on as scheduled. Quote, they were there very quickly to get my grooms and all our vendors out here to the island and kind of save the day, said the bride. Matthews was happy to help. It was good to get a nice call for a change and help people out. He said they seemed happy and we were happy we could do it. It all worked out. Shout out to the Boston Police Department Harbor Patrol this morning. Just shout out to them. That's so much fun. That's your Morning Roast news break. Got more of that coming at you. Lots of requests and news about our fantasy football league, the Morning Roast Fantasy League 2022, where you can play fantasy football with some of your favorite people in the Morning Roast community. We'll be back. We have officially created the Morning Roast Fantasy League 2022. This is going to be a lot of fun. These are the things that make you. These are just the things that are just fun. It's just fun. Like, nothing serious. It's just fun. We'll have fun with it. My team is the Oklahoma Battle Cats. For those of you that don't know, Battle Cat is what He-Man rides in the show He-Man and Masters of the Universe. So, the Masters of the Universe wouldn't fit, so we went with the Oklahoma Battle Cats. Love it. We've set a 20-team cap on it. That's the most that the ESPN would let you do. I'm going to post the link in the chat here on Station Head, and if you would like to play, we will get you the link. It's going to be fun. This is going to be fun. It's just something fun for the family to do. You know, nothing serious. It's going to be fun. I'm going to have fun because I'm not going to take it real serious. I'm sure there will be people that take this very seriously. I will not be one of those people.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Tonight, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, the Social Media Misfits podcast live on YouTube and on Vibe Radio TV on Twitch. Make sure that you tune into that. I can guarantee you that you don't want to miss it because it is going to be a ton of fun. Yes, it is. Mikey Thatcher, Claude Joker, myself. We're going to have some fun. We are going to have some fun. Four things you didn't know yesterday that are going to help you upgrade your IQ. There are 300,000 items in the average American home. There are 300,000 items in the average American home. This one right here is shocking. Here we go. Until 2012, it was okay to sell magic spells and potions on eBay. Until 2012, you could sell magic spells and potions on eBay. Australia has over 10,000 beaches. And this does not shock anyone. Texas is the most popular state to be tattooed on someone, according to the National Association of Tattoo Parlors. That doesn't shock anybody that people from Texas will want to be tattooed with Texas. They're proud of it. State motto is don't mess with Texas. In fact, they're a republic. They're not even sure about this whole statehood thing yet.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all listening.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Okay, got another... I don't know what to think of this. Yo, yesterday we were complaining about some of the studies that have been done. We were complaining about, like, you know, Michigan did a study on that if you binge watch TV, it makes it tough to sleep. And we were like, I don't know, do we need this study? Here's another study that I'm not sure that we need from Wayne State University. They found that close relatives can recognize each other's smell, but they don't like it. Volunteers slept in new t-shirts for 3 nights and washed with odorless soap and were then asked to pick out which t-shirt belonged to their relatives. All the children recognized their father's smell but had a strong aversion to it, while mothers especially disliked their children's smell. I'm not even sure what this study is supposed to mean. Like, I don't get it. And who spent money? Like, what professor, what department went and got a grant for that? We didn't need this.
This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Got some news trending on Twitter. That's coming up next. Don't go anywhere. 21 Reasons, Ella Henderson, Nathan Daw. I'm going to get it out. Like, it's going to happen. Stay with me.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all listening.
We got some interesting things trending on Twitter this morning. And I do have a couple of really big things in entertainment news. That's coming up next. But right now on Twitter, some things trending. Twitch will now allow partners to stream on YouTube, Facebook, and other platforms. Although partners cannot stream to bigger platforms like YouTube and Facebook simultaneously, they will be able to stream to TikTok Live and Instagram Live simultaneously. Twitch doesn't have a problem with that for their partners. Starbucks, hold on a second. I need everyone to hold on.
My God, okay, it's happening. Everybody stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone?
Stay calm.
Wait.
Everybody calm down.
Stay calm, everybody. Pumpkin spice latte is back at Starbucks. It's back, everybody. Hold on. Hold your... I don't want anybody to freak out. It's coming back. Pumpkin spice latte. No one freak out. Demi Lovato teases a potential re-recorded rock version of her hit Cool for the Summer. Quote, you never know what I might do in the future. DJ Khaled unveils the track list for his new album, God Did, out this Friday. Some of the collaborations, Drake, Rick Ross, John Legend, Kanye West, Eminem, Future, Lotto, SZA, Lil Baby, all coming at you. And Survivor 43 premieres September 21st on CBS. I'm gonna be completely honest. I thought Survivor went off air a long time ago. Does anybody still watch Survivor? Like, is that still a thing that people are? Is that still a thing people are watching?
This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
This guy's not watching Survivor. If you're watching Survivor, I don't hate you. I didn't know that people were still watching Survivor. Make sure that if you want to play in the Morning Roast Fantasy League this year, we've got that right down there in the chat. You can copy and paste that link and join our Fantasy Football League. This is the only one I'm doing this year. I'm telling you right now, this is the only Fantasy Football League I'm doing this year because I want to do it with the Morning Roast community. My team name in our Fantasy League, the Oklahoma Battle Cats. Some of the other team names in the league, the Fort Lauderdale Ice Troopers, DJ Matty Ice. Melissa just joined. I don't think she's signed, unless she's going with her name as the team. We have the Tennessee Warriors, the Roland Fumbledore. I love that one. I love that. The River City Wolfpack and Marvel's Eternals. Got a couple people that are just getting on right now. I'm going to wait and let them come up with their team name. But if you're going to play, you don't have to be into football. NFL doesn't have to be your deal. It's just fun stuff. Copy and paste that link. We have a 20-team league. We're going to have some fun this year with fantasy football. We're going to do the draft live on Twitch. It'll be a ton of fun. I'm telling you guys, this is going to be a big deal. I'm excited about it just because of come on, fantasy football with the family. Who don't want to do that?
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
All right, I got some entertainment news this morning, some very interesting entertainment news. It's a tale as old as time, but it's getting a new twist. Beauty and the Beast is being adapted in a new format to mark over three decades since the release of Disney's animated film. Hold on a second. Has it really been 30 years? That cannot be possible. That cannot be possible that...
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
I guess it has been. We are that old. Titled Beauty and the Beast, a 30th celebration, the upcoming ABC and Wonderful World of Disney special will coincide with the 30th anniversary of the Timeless Fantasy's historical Academy Award nomination for Best Picture. The first time an animated movie had been tapped in that category. Directed by John Chu, who directed Crazy Rich Asians. We will see her putting her spin on the lead character of Belle. Yeah. It's going to be really, really fun. I am kind of excited about this. I'm a sucker for Disney movies. I'm a sucker for stage plays. I'm a sucker for musicals. So, like, I'm all about this. I like it. I'm excited about it. Bling Ring, a group of then teenagers who were accused of burglarizing homes of celebrities. There was a movie with Emma Watson a couple of years ago. Well, apparently, Netflix has decided to do a three-part documentary called The Real Bling Ring, Hollywood's Heist. This September, it'll include some of the members of the ring, plus at least one of their famous victims. The burglaries themselves took place between 2008 and 2009. Both people were convicted, and some of the alleged victims included Paris Hilton, Orlando Bloom, Megan Fox, and Lindsay Lohan. Netflix told E! Of the documentary, quote, "First there was the reality series, then a Hollywood movie, but the truth has never been told until now." Its statement went on to say, 10 years after the notorious event, the culprits have done their jail time and are ready to tell the real story of the outrageous heists that gripped the nation. The 2013 movie, The Bling Ring, directed by Sofia Coppola and starred Emma Watson, was a fictionalized version. This is going to be real. The Bling Ring. I'm kind of excited about this. Netflix right now, killing it with the documentaries. Absolutely killing it with the documentaries. I'm probably going to save some of this for the Social Media Misfits podcast tonight, but I stayed up late and binge watched both episodes of the Manti Te'o documentary on Netflix. I'm just going to tell you, that might be one of the craziest things I have ever watched in my life. If you haven't watched it, if you get time to watch it before tonight's Social Media Misfits podcast, you need to do it. It is utterly crazy.
This is the Morning Roast, and you're live on Station Head.
9:22 a.m. Central, 10:22 a.m. over there on the East Coast. Got a lot of people setting up their fantasy league, the Morning Roast Fantasy League 2022. We're going to have some fun. Play fantasy football together. We'll make sure that we schedule the draft and get the information to you. We want as many people to be able to tune in and draft live with us as possible. How will I know Whitney Houston on a Pop Remixes Hump Day?
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all listening.
Okay, I got a little something fun for you this morning. Maybe you didn't see it. Some of the videos were up on social media, and they're actually pretty crazy. A bull escaped from its pen early Monday, setting off a panic scene in the streets of a central Israeli city before entering an office building and evading capture for a half an hour as it scampered through the hallways. Yeah. One guy saw it enter an office in an industrial zone near Tel Aviv. Amateur videos show residents scurrying for safety as the bull roamed the streets. Yeah, several cars appear to have been damaged, and the bull nearly gored one man who got too close. Inside the building, the animal slid around the tiled floors as it ran through the hallway with several men chasing it. The men unsuccessfully attempted to capture it with a makeshift lasso, a piece of rope that quickly frayed. After being chased out of the bank offices, the bull was tranquilized by city veterinary employees and taken from the area. Despite the chaotic scene, the bank remained bullish. No one was injured and no damage was caused, it said in a statement. That seems like something that would happen on The Office. I'm just saying.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head. Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
What's with today?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
What's today?
Well, thank you for asking. Today is Can Opener Day. It's also Knife Day, Peach Pie Day, Waffle Day, Shooting Star Day, Strange Music Day, International Day Against Intolerance, Discrimination, and Violence Based on Musical Preferences, Lifestyle, and Dress Code. They need an acronym for that. They need an acronym for International Day Against Intolerance, Discrimination, and Violence Based on Musical Preferences, Lifestyle, and Dress Code. Someone needs to help them get an acronym for that. That's too many. It's too much.
This is the Morning Roast, and you're live on Station Head.
All right, it's time for your dad joke of the day. We give it to you every day. This one, this segment's basically just for me. Let's be honest. It's for me. Dad joke of the day. I hate when my wife says, "Are you even listening to me?" Such a weird way to start a conversation. I don't care. They're good. They're just too good.
This is the Morning Roast, and you're live on station.
They're just too good. They're nothing. I can't help it. I love them too much. All right, it's time for me to give you the quote of the day as we start to wrap some things up here today. We want to make sure that we give you that because that's really pretty important. And this one today hits home for me. You are so busy doubting yourself while so many others are intimidated by your potential. You're so busy doubting yourself while so many others are intimidated by your potential. Let that one sink in today. We're getting around that time where it's time for me to wrap it up, put a bow on it, call it a show. But don't forget, Vibe Radio TV on Twitch tonight and the morning, the Social Media Misfits on YouTube will be broadcasting simultaneously on Twitch and YouTube tonight. The Social Media Misfits podcast. Myself, Mikey Thatcher, Claude Joker. We're going to pack show tonight. A lot of things happening. Going to be trying some candy bars tonight, I think. We last week on the show said we were going to try to get a hold of some candy bars that we had never tried. I've also got a surprise for the boys involving candy corn. We talked about candy corn last week. I've had some candy corn things while in store the other day that I'm excited to show the boys. Also, all the craziness that is the Social Media Misfits, you know it'll be there. And if you missed yesterday's Morning Rush radio show or you missed our Instagram live that we did the other day, both of those are up on the podcast channel. Just go to wherever you get your podcasts, put in the Morning Rush radio show, catch up on a podcast. We would appreciate it if you leave a review. If it's on Apple, if you can, rate it on Spotify, would mean a lot. It would just mean a lot, you know. I love candy corn. I'm excited to show the boys what I found that is candy corn-ish today while in store. It's going to be fun. Going to close out the show with some Despacito remix. This has been the Morning Rush Radio Show Hump Day Edition. And if I haven't told you today, let me tell you now, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. No one else is like you. No one else can change the world in the unique way that only you can. I can't change it the way that you can change it. You can't change it the way that I can change it. But if we all get together and work together, amazing things will happen. Catch you tonight. Social Media Misfits Podcast, Vibe Radio TV, 8 p.m. Eastern, and over on YouTube at the Social Media Misfits. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Thanks for listening to the Morning Roast Podcast. The Morning Roast Radio Show can be heard and seen live on TikTok every single weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern and then on Station Head at 9 a.m. Eastern. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Morning Roast Radio and check me out on TikTok. Have a great day.